considered U.S. nationals. Over 200,000 Filipino soldiers fought in World War II in brutal warfare against Japanese troops. WBAI visited Alfredo Diaz, now 88 years old, who lives in Jersey City, New Jersey. Mr. Diaz, a native of Gandara, Samar, Philippines, was called to active duty on August 23, 1941, during his senior year as an engineering student.
I received a telegram and a letter also. We were sworn to active duty, reciting the oath of allegiance to the United States flag. And I was assigned then as a regimental sergeant major. About 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we received an order to proceed to Pangasinan to replace the 71st Infantry Division because they were already retreating. Our mission was to delay the Japanese forces that was already rushing to Manila.
Sergeant Diaz and his unit were part of perhaps 100,000 troops who were left behind with few supplies in an unsuccessful attempt to defend the Philippines. The four-month heroic stand at Bataan and Corregidor resulted in the worst U.S. defeat of the war. Tens of thousands of American soldiers died during the death march and of starvation and disease in prisoner camps.
Many soldiers were in fact shot by the Japanese because some of them could not walk anymore because they were sick. About 80% were sick of malaria and dysentery. I was sick from January to February.
But Alfredo Diaz made a decision that probably saved his life. On April 10, 1942, the U.S. forces in Bataan surrendered. Sergeant Diaz and six others escaped through the mountain and jungle and walked for 8 days. He would join the guerrilla in his native province and remain active until 1945, when he reintegrated the returning U.S. forces. As the war ended, the Filipino veterans were up for a shocking surprise. In 1946, Congress passed the Rescission Act, which stripped Filipino veterans of pensions and benefits.
When you learned about this, what did you think?
We were disappointed. We knew that we will not be able to receive any benefits anymore.
After 58 years, some of these valiant warriors are still fighting to receive equity in pension and other benefits that all other veterans, including those from 65 nations who served in the U.S. military, enjoy. Mr. Sonny Sampayan is retired from the U.S. Air Force and a tri-state coordinator for Filipino-American Veteran Affairs.
Mr. Sampayan, please tell us about some of the results that the World War II Filipino veterans have achieved through the various administrations in trying to restore their benefits.
First, in 1990, the Senior Bush administration granted U.S. citizenship to over 24,000 of these soldiers because of their service to the U.S. military. And second to that, in 1999, we worked with Congress and the Clinton administration to pass the SSI Extension Act. This act allowed U.S.-based World War II veterans to reside outside the U.S. and keep 75% of their SSI income. And third, of course, also under the Clinton administration, we were able to restore VA burial benefits.
There's some information that before the election, both President Bush and John Kerry promised to address the demands of the World War II Filipino veterans. What actions do the Filipino veterans plan for 2005?
Well, starting in 2003, Secretary of the Veterans Affairs, Principe, used $500,000 per year in VA funds to improve the U.S. VA hospitals in the Philippines. Also in 2003, President Bush signed a $163 million health care bill into law, allowing approximately 8,000 surviving World War II Filipino veterans in the U.S. to be patients in the VA hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes in the U.S. And of course, our final agenda is to get Congress and the Bush administration to pass VA pension benefits for these surviving World War II veterans to include the 20,000 veterans in the Philippines who have never received any VA benefits.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.